Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Monday morning call. Hope you all can hear me. I'm not sure if you can or not, but I'm just assuming that I'm on here. This is a new conference line that we just got from the EagleQuest Success Network, so we're going to be trying this out and seeing how it works. What we'd like to do this morning is get started with what you are from last week, what we talked about. The biggest thing that we were going over last week is our top 20 reasons as to why we want to be successful in EagleQuest, why you know, we want to make it to the top 30. This is very, very important that you know why, you know, that you understand your why as to why you want to be involved in this, why you want to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and be on this call. You know, why is this important to you? Now, if you have not completed your top 30, and you haven't completed your top three from last week, you are not being accountable to yourself, and you're the one that's losing out on your chances to be in the top 30.
There are 22 callers on the call.
There's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of different things that people are wanting to be involved in the business for. Everybody has different reasons as to why they want to do it, and so we really need to get that done. That really needs to be filled out. So we're going to really be sticklers on that, that you complete that top 30 list. Now, what I'd like to do quickly here, before James comes onto the line, is I want to, I have the top 20 reasons why I will be successful in my EagleQuest business. I received this from one of the people. We have about 60 people in our top 30 group here, and I received this from one person, and I was reading these, and I was just so touched by these top 20 reasons, and I'm going to read them here for you so you can hear how, you know, a good way to get your top 20 reasons down on paper as to why you want to be successful. Okay, now I'm not going to tell who this is, obviously. I'm not going to say whose top 20 reasons this is, but I'm just going to go ahead. Top 20 reasons why I will be successful in my EagleQuest business. Number one, I am thankful that I'm able to pay our living expenses without worry. Number two, I am thankful I have paid off all our credit cards. Number three, I am grateful to be able to provide an inheritance for my children and grandchildren. Number four, I am thankful I have been able to repair and upgrade our home. Number five, I am thankful I can afford to go to private doctors instead of always going to the VA doctors. Number six, I am blessed to be able to take time and money to visit with family and friends in other states. Number seven, I am grateful to be able to help elderly family members with financial problems. Number eight, I am be able to contribute more time and money to Camp Challenge and the Special Olympics for handicapped individuals. Number nine, I am grateful to be able to afford more time and money to Habitat for Humanity. Number 10, I am thankful to have the time and money to go camping and boating more often. Number 11, I am thankful to have a business in which I can share the opportunity with others. Number 12, I am blessed to have time and money to enjoy sewing and crafting. Number 13, I am glad I contribute to charities that help ill people, example, Cancer Society, kidney, dialysis, MS, etc. Number 14, I am thankful that I can sponsor youth sports teams. Number 15, I am thankful to be able to donate money and time to my church. Number 16, I am blessed to have 6 grandsons and pay for their college education. Number 17, I am grateful to have a new car. Number 18, I am grateful to go to the beauty shop and have my hair and nails done. Number 19, I am grateful to have the bills paid and money in my bank and my pocket. And number 20, I am grateful I was able to put up a fence around my property to help keep my dogs home. I just felt so blessed when I read that top 20 reasons, because, you know, James and I, we've been in this business now for 11 years, and all of those top 20 things, James and I have been able to, we've accomplished those things. We're able to do a lot of the things that are on that top 20 reason list, and it's just so awesome to know that, you know, with EagleQuest, you do have the ability to do these things. It's so amazing. All of us have the same ability to be able to accomplish our top 20 reasons. There's sometimes people have, there's something's getting in your way to success. And we talked about this before on another call, and that's something that we're going to be working on this week. Sometimes some things get in the way of our success. They're obstacles, if you will, that get in our way to being able to achieve our goals. Now, I know you've all heard the one that says, oh, you fear of failure, fear of success. You know, there's those things that always get in there that people subconsciously say that they're, you know, that's why they're not becoming successful, is because they're afraid that they're going to be successful, or they're afraid that they're going to become a failure. You know, or it could be something that's as simple as, you know, you lack focus, or maybe you lack belief in yourself. Maybe you don't believe that you really can accomplish these 20 things on your list. So, you know, subconsciously you're kind of already sabotaging yourself because you're thinking, you know, I really can't do that. You know, so we need to really take a look at those different things and really understand what's going on here. Why, you know, why we're not being successful at our 20 reasons, what's holding us back. So what we're going to do here is, you know, it's always the best thing to do for change. The first step to change is to be able to identify what it is that's holding you back. That's always the first step, is to identify it and find out what it is and unhook it so we can move on, you know, with the different things that we want to do with our life. Now, what I'd also like for you to do, now, everyone should have their top 20 and their top 3 reasons. That is very important. You've got to have that done this week before you move on with the call, okay? And, you know, the accountability is, you know, you either need to get it to us, to James and Jennifer, or you need to get it to your upline sponsor. We need to have this completed. The other thing that I wanted to go over with you is that James and I have been going through all of these papers, you know, that y'all have been sending to us. We've been going through all of these top 20. We've been going through the quick personal action survey plans. And what we've decided to do is that you all are going to be getting personal training from James and I. So what we're going to do is each week we are going to pick about 5 people, and you're not going to know who you are. And we're going to randomly pick somebody out of our group, our Team Zenith group here. We're going to randomly pick someone, and we're going to call you. James and I are going to call you sometime throughout the week. You won't know when. And we're going to try to talk with you and find out what it is that's holding you back and how we can start moving you forward. Now, each week we're going to do 5 different people, and you're not going to know who you are. And so if we call you and say, what's your top 3 reasons, you better have them. Okay, so now with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to James. James, are you ready to go ahead and get started?
Yes, I am. Let's make sure that everybody's on the same page here.
All callers are unmuted.
All right, everybody here, Jennifer, all right?
Yep, we're doing fine.
Okay, here we go. Good morning, Team Zenith, and I want to welcome you to week 2. And I'm kind of curious, how was week 1? I hope y'all got through all the action steps, or I just can't express how important they are. I really love this week's topic, belief in giving yourself permission to succeed. So many people self-sabotage themselves by not giving themselves true permission to welcome success in their lives. I'm going to give you 4 quick questions that you can ask yourself to see if you are willing to welcome success in your life. Number 1, am I willing to do what it takes to achieve my goals? Number 2, do I feel I can be successful in my EcoQuest business? Number 3, are my goals written out, my vision sharp, and my attitude positive? Number 4, can I close my eyes and see my future success? Folks, if you answered yes to all those questions, well, then you are ready to welcome success into your life. And if you answer no to any of them, well, we'll work on that throughout the course of our... First and foremost, even though I may have not met some of you, I know one thing, you deserve success. The Lord didn't put you on this planet not to use all of your talents and your strengths and your potential. Living a life of mediocrity is just not really living a life. Be honest with yourselves. You know, we all come into the business with different talents and skills and advantages. And if you're weak in an area, then take time to strengthen it. Get some help from your upline. There's always someone out there willing to help you, and all you've got to do is ask. Jennifer and I We want you to have fun with the action steps this week and make yourself proud. We sure are proud of you being here this morning. And, okay, you know, I'm not sure whether to start with the easy stuff or the hard stuff today, but let's start. On a scale of 1 to 10, with being 1 being horrible and 10 being as close to perfect as you can get, how would you rate your personal satisfaction with your accomplishments over last week? Write this number down on a piece of paper. Now stare at it for a second. Sadly, you and I can never get last week back. You can't even get yesterday back. It's gone forever. All we can do is live in the present and then look forward to the future. I bet you know someone who completely wasted last week, don't you? Bad habits, lousy relationships, horrible time valuations, poor decisions. They've led this individual to a life that is far from fulfilling. Let me ask you a question about your time. How important is it having more time in your life? In our Team Zenith class, I would say that 4 out of 5 of you want more time, which is kind of funny when you think about it because, you know, we all got 168 hours in a week which to live. What you really want is more control over your time and your lives. And you know what? Together, it is very possible to design a life where you meet and even exceed your income goals while working less. Imagine making a healthy six-figure income while working only 3 days a week. Is that possible? Well, absolutely. With 1 or 2 extra days freed up from each workday, what would you do with it? Would you start an exercise program, a dance class, a golf, write a book that you've been wanting to write, maybe begin a new adventure? You know what? It's downright astonishing what you can accomplish when you begin to reclaim control over your time. It's one of the most important things we can do, and that's why I so emphatically emphasized getting a day timer last week. Take a second and look at your satisfaction score from last week. What are 3 things that you could do in the next 24 hours that would raise your score just 0.5 point? Write 3 things down. For example, if you were a 5, how would you raise it to just 5.5? Unfortunately, I don't think that maybe 8 out of 10 of you will ever write down those 3 things, let alone act on them. So my question to you is, are you going to live as a top 20 percenter or a bottom 80 pretender? Percenter or pretender? That's your choice. All right, I've sent all of you week 2 and the focus of the week and the action steps, the results for you to write down, the self-evaluation, what's the most important thing that you learned. And for this week, if I were my own boss, would I hire or fire myself based on my activities of last week? Those are your action steps. I'm not going to go through them. You can read those for yourself. If you've got any questions about them, though, don't hesitate to give us a call. Send us an email. Let us know what your question is, and we'll definitely get it answered for you. We're going to talk about belief, which I believe is the foundation for success in EcoQuest. And your 4 key areas there is belief in the company, the products, network marketing, and the air, water, and body pollution industry. And most importantly, yourself, which we'll spend some time on. These 4 areas of belief are like legs on a chair. If one of them is shorter or longer or not there, you'll probably fall over. So having a stable and an even belief system is critical. To earn more, you must learn more. And folks, I've given you 4 pages there of building your beliefs and how to build them and strengthen them. And we're going to talk about that. Let's start with the belief in the company. For the first 9 years of my 20-year career in network marketing, I was involved in a lot of MLM companies prior to EcoQuest. As a matter of fact, that's probably why I was broke when Bob Giddens introduced me to EcoQuest. One of the things that I tried to do in each of the companies that I got involved in was to meet the owner and the president of the company. And on 2 occasions, I did meet the president of the company, and the next day, I quit that company. Well, it wasn't that way when I met Mike Jackson. When I met Mike Jackson, I knew that I had found a home, and I knew that I could put my heart and my soul into that company, in the EcoQuest, was Alpine, of course, at that time. and I knew I could build a future for my family, and I didn't have to worry about the company going south on me. That was very important to me when I was looking for another opportunity. Believe me, you don't know how heart-shattering it is, to work for a company for a year or two, and then that company go out of business. And by the way, 95% of all MLM companies go out of business within their first 5 years. Well, my belief in EcoQuest was strengthened even more when I was able to go up to Greenville, Tennessee and tour the headquarters and the manufacturing facilities. And I strongly recommend that if you and your people haven't done that yet, you need to register for the Success Institute in September. Go there and judge it for yourself. The second belief is in the products. You must have 100% belief in the products. And that means you must also be a product of the product. EcoQuest is a product-driven company, and if you don't have total belief in the product, then there is absolutely no way that you're going to be able to effectively convey the benefits of the product to your prospects. Now, some of you are saying, well, hey, the products speak for themselves, and the testimonies speak loud and clear on what the products have done for families across North America. Well, folks, you've got to have that belief yourself. And one of the ways that strengthened my belief was seeing the belief from other people who I introduced the product to. I was seeing the belief through their eyes. Of course, the only way you can do that is get the product out in people's homes. Just the same, when I got first involved, I still put the products through the hoops. In other words, I did the onion test, and I did the ammonia test, and the tennis shoe test. As a matter of fact, it was the onion test that convinced my brother Rick to loan me his credit card so I could capitalize my business. Okay, the third belief you must have is in the industry. And I don't mean just the indoor air and water and body pollution industry. I also mean the network marketing industry. My network marketing career started 20 years ago at the home of Frank and Sue Peterson when they were drawing circles on the board as they were introducing me to this company that they just got involved in. A little side note there, folks, it was Frank and Sue Peterson who years later introduced me to Bob Giddens. Meeting the Petersons in their home that day is when I became a student, if you will, of the MLM industry, and I've remained a student all these years. And, after a while, it became obvious that network marketing was a very viable way of doing business and a way someone without a lot of money could get involved and gain total control over their future. And I invite you to view one of our websites that provides additional insight into the network marketing industry. When you get a chance, go to www.explorefreedom.com/Clendenin. There's two short movies on there. Watch them. I think that they'll open your eyes a little bit. Okay, the second part of belief is in the industry, the indoor air, water, and the body pollution industry. And my belief in the indoor air pollution was sparked when Bob Giddens came to my home back in 1995. And after Bob's brief presentation, he had me sit down and start making my list up of who I needed, who needed to hear about this opportunity and these purifiers. Well, although I didn't have any health issues that the air purifier would address, I did have a cigarette odor problem, but that's not really what really excited me. You see, Bob was smart. He had me sit down before the ink was dry on that dealer agreement, and he had me start making out the list of who I was going to introduce this opportunity and the air purifiers. Well, while I was making out this list, I got kind of excited because even though I didn't have any real problems, any health issues, as I was writing out this list, I started recognizing a lot of these people had some of these problems, health issues and odor problems and so forth. And then, of course, I knew that they had, a lot of these people were looking for an opportunity. That means that a lot of people on this short list that had these problems, that means that the masses had lots of these problems. So that equated to one heck of an opportunity that was put forth, there in front of me. All I had to do was grab it and run. And, folks, after all, we are in the business of solving people's problems. Another aspect of this was after Bob left, I started reading articles on indoor air pollution and sick building syndrome and, just all kinds of articles that were affecting people's health and well-being. I had never read those before. You know, I knew that they'd been there, but because they weren't really directly applicable to me, I just hadn't been paying attention. And now all of a sudden, it's, my gosh, man, this is a problem, and we've got the only known equipment that'll address that problem. Here's a, if you haven't been there before, go to www.vitelli.com. That will give you an idea just where we are in the marketplace. Vitelli's VATTELLE.com. That's a good place to see how important, where our industry is. Okay, the fourth belief is the most important, and that is belief in yourself. Folks, when I first came into EcoQuest, my self-confidence had all but been used up. I had none, probably because of many failures in all these other MLM companies that I'd been messing with. My self-esteem was bruised, and it was difficult for me to do one-on-ones, let alone group meetings. But I knew that building relationships was paramount in building a good business, and that meetings was the best and the fastest way to build a foundation for our business. I also knew that the guy in front of the room drawing the circles was the guy that was making all the money. Well, I wanted to be there, so I started reading lots and lots of self-improvement books and listening to lots and lots of tapes. I think the first book that I read was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It really opened my eyes, and it got me to start on the self-development kick. I've maintained that over 10 years now. Folks, I've read every single book in EcoQuest Mac, and I've listened to every single CD at least twice. Oh, I take it back. I haven't read that book, the latest one that Mac's got out, the one that I mentioned last week that Jennifer's reading right now. And she highly recommends it. Okay, you probably didn't know that EcoQuest is a self-development company disguised as an MLM company with a few products. Folks, I can honestly tell you that as I was coming up through the ranks, it really took a lot for me to do meetings. And I can tell you, and I'm sure many others out there can tell you, I did a lot of really bad meetings before I ever gave my first decent meeting. But as my confidence grew and as my self-esteem got going and I was growing, after a while I actually did a decent meeting. And I continued to read and study and practice. And then every now and then I'd give a good meeting. Well, it's a good meeting in my eyes anyway. You know, even after all the books and the tapes and the practice, I may not ever be able to do as good a meeting as Bob Giddens. But you can bet that I'll continue to learn and I'll continue to try. And I'll tell you something else, folks. It's fun to learn self-improvement and to see the improvements in yourself. And it's even more gratifying to know that the improvements that you have made in yourself could possibly touch someone and help them achieve what you have achieved. And that's one of my biggest desires today, is to help as many people as I can. And I know to do that, I have to work on myself first. And Jennifer and I have been at it for 11 years now, and we continue to learn and get better. Our business continues to grow, and we contribute much of our success to our self-development. Speaking of success, let's talk about it for a few minutes. Have you been searching for success? Well, if so, you'll be happy to know that your search has ended. You found it. It's right here. Yes, it's right here. Can you hear it? No, not in this training. It's where you hear this training. It's in your head. That's where success is found. It's the only place. It's not in the website or the product or the sponsor or the spouse or the advertising co-op. It's not even in the Zenith training. You want proof? Have you ever wondered what the difference is between you and Bill Gates besides $50 billion? Well, it's not his buffed out bod. It's not his college degree. He never even graduated. It's not his family or his friends. There's plenty of poor people that know successful rich people. It's the thoughts that he thinks and the thoughts that you think. That's it. Your thoughts are the only difference between you and Bill. Now, what's that mean? Well, it means that you are where you are today because you chose to be there. Better or worse, it was your decision. The thoughts that, the thoughts you had led to the decisions you made, which determined your life today. In other words, thoughts are real. You've heard Mike Jackson say that many a time. Thoughts are real. They are just as real as the chair you're sitting in. They are so real and so powerful, in fact, that they determine every inch of who you are, from the length of your fingernails to the breakfast that you ate this morning, if you ate breakfast, to the job that you have, to the happiness in your heart. You know, what else can do so much? That's pretty powerful, wouldn't you agree? People and your prospects choose from the options you give them. You have chosen from the options that you've been given. And maybe that's a good thing and it makes you smile. Maybe it's not. The neat part about this truth is that you are 100% in control of your thoughts. In fact, your thoughts are the only thing in this world that you have 100% control over. It's ironic that most people neglect to take advantage of and control the most powerful force in existence, even though it's always been there at their beck and call. The biggest factor that will determine if you're successful in EcoQuest business is whether or not you create a mindset that encourages and empowers you to take daily actions and disciplines required for that success. It's not the company, and it's not the products, and it's not the training. It's not your websites or your CDs and DVDs. It's not your upline team. It's not even Team Zenith. It is you, and it's only you. Remember from last week I said you will continue to be unsuccessful as long as you depend on others to make you successful? It's whether or not you train your mind to think like a successful entrepreneur and then become a successful entrepreneur. Your self-talk determines everything. You can talk yourself into success just as easily as you can talk yourself out of it. Whatever you think about and dwell on, well, that's likely what you're going to get. The first thing you need to do is to realize that everything you need is already in you and then accept that. But you got to be aware. Your mind may be playing tricks on you. The successful person simply does the things the unsuccessful person makes a conscious decision not to do. The self-defeating decisions are easy to miss because your mind comes up with logical reasons or excuses to justify them. And if you're not careful, you'll allow them to fool you. Reasons like, I'm too busy, I'm too tired, I don't have any money, I don't have any time, my spouse doesn't approve, I've tried a home business before, I'm fat, I'm bald, I don't have the education, I don't like sales, I want a different kind of business, I don't know anyone who would be interested, I'm just not good enough. Now think about it, listen to those excuses. I'm going to say them again, and see if you can't immediately find at least three convenient reasons to prove that you can't get whatever it is that you really want. I'm too busy. I'm too tired. I don't have any money. I don't have any time. My spouse doesn't approve. I've tried a home business before. I'm fat. I'm bald. I don't have the education. I don't like sales. I want a different kind of business. I don't know anyone who would be interested. I'm just not good enough. Now, are those truly real reasons, or are they really just excuses? Here's the truth. It's not that you can't do something, it's just that you really don't want to do it. Every time you catch yourself saying, I can't, immediately translate that into, I won't, and see if it still makes sense. It's that simple, and it will immediately expose you as that lying, lazy couch potato. When it finally dawns on you, you'll realize you have the power to change your entire attitude about everything. Time for a quick gut check. Are you willing to put in more work than you initially get rewarded for? Are you willing to do the best of your ability and with excellence? Are you willing to continue on even when your friends shake their heads and they laugh at you or they tell you that you're crazy? I'd imagine we've all been there. What are you willing to give up in order to get what you say you want? Are you willing to give up poor habits, negative thinking, and negative people? There's a saying in the Bible, Matthew 13:2, I'm going to paraphrase this. He who has will be given more. He who doesn't have, even the little that he has, will be taken away. This means that he who has money will be given more money. He who doesn't have money, even the little bit of money that he has, will be taken away from him. Doesn't this explain why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer? Let me explain it a little bit further. He who has consistent thoughts about having abundance will be given more consistent thoughts about having abundance. He that does not have consistent thoughts about abundance will even have the thoughts of abundance taken away from him. Why? Well, because consistent thoughts produce a certain pattern of thinking, and patterns of thinking produce beliefs, attitudes, and values. And folks, beliefs, attitudes, and values produce actions, and actions produce results. In the real world, the only thing that matters are the results that you produce, and these results ultimately stem from your thinking. You cannot produce something that is not within you. In other words, orange seeds do not produce grapes, and chickens do not produce horses. According to Genesis 1:11, every seed must produce after its own kind. So look, if you're not already who you want to be or where you want to be, you must become someone else because your current state of thought is incompatible with your goals. And you can do that. If you are familiar with the old lie that says you can't change who you are, well, just get that out of your thinking. Ban this limiting belief from your mind. It's dead wrong. It's nothing more than one of the most convenient and common excuses ever conceived. All you have to do to become a different person is to start thinking like a different person. Your life is the physical manifestation of your thoughts, which are 100% controllable. And therefore, 100% changeable. You must train your mind to think differently if you want different results. So how do you become the person you need to be in order to create wealth and abundance in your life? Well, first and foremost, you got to introduce others into the world on a daily basis who already have what you want. It's said that the sum total of five people you spend the most time with is likely what you're like. And for many of you, that will be your co-workers. It's safe to say that you probably spend much more time with them than you do your own family. Think of the changes that you've gone through in your life, and you can probably match them with the people that you're spending your time with at that particular moment. In other words, the music that you listen to, the clothes that you wear, and the attitude and the views that you hold. The other most common sources of junk food for your brain are the TV programs that you watch, or the radio that you listen to, and the books and magazines that you read. You see, your mind doesn't differentiate between any of these. It's like a sponge, which it'll absorb anything and everything, all the types of stimulus equally. You are what you eat applies to more than just your stomach, in other words. So what are the brain foods that made you who you are today? What type of people are your coworkers? Are they fascinating? Are they driven? Are they happy people? Or are they stuck on that treadmill thinking only of the problems that face them throughout the day? What shows do you watch when you get home? Are they uplifting and educational? Or are they things like Howard Stern or Fright Night? Fright Night, also known as the news. Jerry Springer or Everybody Loves Raymond. Now, some of you might be surprised that I'd include a show like Raymond in that category. Nice people? Yes. Independently wealthy, free, and prosperous? Not hardly. The smallest inputs and stimulants will have an impact on your subconscious, even if you don't realize it. If you didn't do anything but watch Raymond all day, chances are you'd have a very similar life. If you lived around greatness and prosperity all day, chances are you'd achieve greatness and prosperity. What do you listen to? You listen to rap or rock or talk or self-improvement and business coaching? Do you read books? If you do, are they designed to educate and empower you or just to serve as a form of entertainment? You need to realize that millionaires they're not born and they're not made by others. They are self-made. Folks, success leaves clue. I'm sure you've heard that so many times, and it's true. Every single successful EcoQuester that I know has spent hundreds of hours training their minds to think the thoughts which led them to abundance. If you want to become who they are, you need to start spending a good portion of your day with them. And the best way to do that is to surround yourself with their presence and their and knowledge each day in the form of books and audio and video training. Those of you who have that $20,000 a year college education were taught how to write a resume and move up the corporate ladder. Well, what did you do? The free education I receive reading books in marketing and sales section of the Barnes & Noble each day and then listening to the training CDs at night taught me how to create financial independence. I have quickly learned that purchasing how-to information is never an expense. Jennifer and I, you know, we routinely spend $200 or $300 a month on books and courses by successful individuals. And buying and reading that information is what allowed us to achieve what we've achieved. In other words, here's what you do. You go pick up yourself a copy of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, or Think and Grow Rich, or How to Win Friends and Influence People, and you take them on your lunch breaks. End your evening with a chapter each night. The more time you spend with successful people, the more you begin to think like they think and make the kind of money they make. Did you ever see that episode of Seinfeld where it dawns on George that everything he does normally leads him to failure? So he and Jerry decide right then and there at the dinner that they would do the exact opposite of what he always said or did. And by the end of the episode, he got a beautiful woman, a brand new job, and the respect of a whole lot of people. Try it sometime. If you're afraid of the phone or talking to others or speaking in a group, get over it. Get up and just do it because it's the opposite of what you would normally do. Make a little experiment out of it and take note of the results. Tearing down and exposing your fictitious, limiting beliefs are the quickest way to become the person you need to become. When you finally accept the fact that you already have greatness in you, the world will become your playground. Two quotes that will change your life forever. These are by Tony Robbins. Grab two pieces of paper and a pen. And on the first, write this down. Everything I need is already in me. Everything I need is already in me. On the second, write this. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. Okay? Again, every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. If I was you, I'd post them on your desk at work or in your car or both, along with your top three reasons that you'll become successful in EcoQuest. Matter of fact, I'd even print and frame them on your desk. These two truths will empower you to set your mind free from any excuses and that you're holding, that's holding you back from your ultimate potential. Just do it, folks. The results are really going to amaze you. And always remember, the world sees you as you see yourself. They believe about you what you believe about you. There are no rules. If you have to pick something and pick someone to be, pick something great. I want to share something with you that you probably won't forget this. I receive about one of these calls per week, and it's always something like this. James, I'm on the Mac website, and I'm about to order some books and tapes, but I spent so much money on books and tapes already. What am I going to get out of the recommendations that I haven't already learned? Well, what if I told you there's been months that Jennifer and I have spent not a couple hundred dollars, but literally thousands of dollars on books and tapes and training to further our education as successful, ambitious entrepreneurs? Would you believe it? Would it make sense to you, or does your jaw hit the floor in disbelief? You see, you know, we're not geniuses in any form of the word. I never graduated from college, and Jennifer's degree is in something other than sales and marketing. But we know that all of the answers we need to meet any challenge are out there waiting for us. And we're smart enough to invest in ourselves, to increase the value of James and Jennifer Clendenin to the world, because the more valuable we become to others, the more we are pursued. Every single successful entrepreneur I know has studied and accumulated information on their industry that's probably equivalent to a master's or a PhD. And you know what? Without exception, those with the biggest bank accounts also have the biggest personal libraries, and they don't just stop learning when they reach their goal. They do just the opposite, just like me and Jennifer did. They start spending more on books and tapes. We probably should be charging a fee for the Team Zenith training. You'd probably perceive it as more valuable, and you'd probably be more committed to doing the tasks that we ask. But you know what? You're all adults. As I said earlier, it's up to you whether you really want to be successful in EcoQuest. We can show you the way, but we can't push you to the top. Just remember, though, Team Zenith is not the end of your education. It's the beginning. You'll never find an end-all, be-all course that will teach you everything you need to know. It just doesn't exist. It never will. I'd have discovered it in the last 11 years if it did. But rest assured, stay with us. Do the tasks and the homework, and reserve judgment on the techniques that we're going to teach over the next few months when that next convention rolls around. I'll bet a lot of money that those of you who stayed the course will walk the stage next August at the annual EcoQuest International Leadership Convention. And boy, we sure are looking forward to congratulating you then. Stay with us, folks. It's just going to get better. And that will conclude today's session. If there's any questions, I'm going to go back to...
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you.
Now we can hear you. Thank you, James.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
And Jennifer.
Thanks, folks.
This is Sandy in Tampa. On today's package, you watch these videos and DVDs. Brilliant compensation. I'm not familiar with that. What is it and where can we get it?
Call me, Sandy, and I'll let you know, okay?
All right.
Also, you can see part of that at www.explorefreedom.com/Clendenin.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That'll work.
Hey, James. It was something that was, somebody was cutting in when you were making the two statements. I got the second one, and I said every day in every way, and better and better.
The first one was, everything I need is already in me.
Okay, thank you.
These were by Tony Robbins, Anthony Robbins. He was one of my early mentors, if you will, in the self-improvement arena.
Good call.
Hey, James, what is your fax number?
321-254-3214.
Thanks, James and Jennifer. This is Bea McNabb. That was great.
Okay, you have a good day.
Thanks.
And whoever hasn't sent in their 20 reasons, make sure that you get those completed.
Thank you, guys,
everyone.
For all your help. This is Pat.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming today. Have a great week. Okay, have a good week.
James, I heard to you his tapes. I'm better and better every day in every way. He's got a great series of tapes you can get through the EcoQuest store.
Who was that?
Bruce Dutt. Brian Tracy's tapes.
Yeah, Brian Tracy's are good. The Psychology of Achievement.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's a really good one. We've listened to that several times.
I've got it from the library now.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Anyway, great call. I enjoyed it, James, and you have great advice there.
It's just going to get better.
James and Jennifer, Pat Baker, Massachusetts, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, James and Jennifer. Paul Jeter, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hey, Paul.
Thank you, James.
Hi, David Margaret Dyer.
Hey, good morning, David Margaret.
Hey.
Thanks, James and Jennifer. Jim and Dolly Workman here.